Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online / Streaming Radio Station in the Nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brtstage.org. Jake Gyllenhaal recently delved into the memories of his past auditions, shedding light on the roles he narrowly missed out on, including the coveted part of Batman in Christopher Nolan's acclaimed trilogy and a lead role in Baz Luhrmann's Moulin Rouge. Speaking to SiriusXM's The Howard Stern Show on Wednesday, the 43-year-old actor revealed the highs and lows of his career journey, showcasing resilience and humility in the face of disappointment.
I also auditioned for Moulin Rouge, and it was like me, Heath, and Ewan McGregor. And what I felt was disappointed when I didn't get it.
Right.
And both Heath and I think were disappointed, and because Ewan McGregor ended up playing that part, and that's his part. But no, like in the end, you learn to go, there's another one, right? Like I can try and go in and audition for another one. I'll get something else.
Audio from SiriusXM. Recalling the intense audition process for the role of the Caped Crusader in 2005's Batman Begins, Gyllenhaal described the surreal experience of donning the iconic costume for a screen test. The actor highlighted the personal touch of rejection, noting that both directors reached out to him directly to deliver the news, emphasizing their respect and admiration for his talent. We're getting closer to an on-screen reunion between everyone's favorite movie twins. Danny DeVito is confirming a new project is in the works with Arnold Schwarzenegger. The news comes 35 years after the release of Twins, one of the actor's most beloved collaborations. Of his bond with the bodybuilder actor politician, DeVito noted that their friendship predated the 1988 comedy about an unlikely pair of brothers. While a follow-up to Twins has been rumored for years, including news of a sequel titled Triplets starring the likes of Eddie Murphy and Tracy Morgan, DeVito clarified that what he and Schwarzenegger might work on is instead about just two friends, two guys, as he quotes. There's a reason for Sydney Sweeney's chic new bob, but she's not revealing what it is just yet. You have to wait and see, the actress told People magazine exclusively when asked about the new cut that she just debuted weeks ago. Whether it's for a role, a major campaign, or just because she wanted a change remains to be seen. Sweeney, who was named the Kerastase Global Ambassador in January, did tell People that her shorter strands feel great. Sweeney debuted her short haircut right after hosting Saturday Night Live earlier this month. She jetted off to Paris for Fashion Week and stepped out the Miu Miu show in sequin underwear, platform heels, and a brand new do. But that wasn't the finished look. She eventually cut that bob a bit shorter. Just days later, when she hit the carpet at the Vanity Fair Oscar party, she exuded old Hollywood glamour in Angelina Jolie's 2004 Oscars dress. Designed by Mark Bauer, Sweeney's stylist Molly Dickinson wrote on Instagram. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea, underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro WRRC2 or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.